This is News Talk 880 at 107.9 KJJR, and this is Focus on the Flathead, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And as always, our archives are available at KJJR.com. And we have a real Montana story here today. We're talking about the largest tractor in the world, and the owners are Robert and Randy Williams of Big Sandy, Montana, on the east side. There are farmers out there. And on the phone, I am so happy to have Robert with me today. Robert, how are you today?
We're well, thank you.
I understand you have the Big Bud, the world's largest tractor in Kalispell.
Yes, we got it here a couple days ago. We've been kind of setting it up, putting the tires back on it. It's somewhat of a chore to be moving that thing around.
I can't even imagine. But hey, before we start talking about the tractor itself and the Guinness Book of World Record, let's find out a little bit about you and your family out in eastern Montana near Big Sandy. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, we're third-generation farmers. Our mother's parents homesteaded over in the Geraldine country, and then my family moved over to the Big Sandy area in the 40s, and we've been farming there ever since. And we farm with, four-wheel drive tractors, some smaller than this one. And we've been at it for probably 50 years there.
Okay, so is the family still on the same farm?
Yeah, we're still on the same farm in the Big Sandy area. I raised two daughters who came over to Kalispell. They live here. And then I've got one nephew that helps us on the farm. So there's Randy, my brother, and I, and a nephew that help us.
Well, I know from experience on the farm that when you're farming in eastern Montana, you need some big equipment. But I got to know, how do you end up with the world's largest tractor? Because a Big Bud is a name I've known. I'm a Montana guy, so I've heard a lot about it. But you guys really have kind of transformed this tractor. Can you tell us a little history of it?
Well, I sure can. You know, part of the whole thing is the tractor was built in Havre, Montana in 1977. So there's a cool Montana history of it. And then it's pretty much all components. Right now it's got tires that are built in the U.S. It's got a Detroit engine that's U.S. The tractor was made in Havre in the U.S. So all the components actually are made in the United States of America. And of course, you know, we've got a good history of being very patriotic, I suppose you'd say. And back in the day when it was built, Randy and I had just started farming, and we had several friends that worked on the tractor in the 70s. And Big Bud itself was, they built probably 700 tractors there in the plant in Havre, Montana. But this particular tractor they built was a custom-made tractor. It's the only one of its kind, and it's in Guinness's Book of World Records as the largest agricultural built tractor, you know, company tractor that was ever built. And it still holds the record to this day.
Wow.
And yeah, and a lot of our friends, you know, there's a couple designers that worked on it that live over here, actually. Greg Lako, he worked on the tractor back in the 70s, and he lives in Hungry Horse. And you know, you start talking to people, and a lot of the people had worked at Big Bud at one time that's around.
So this tractor in particular, now you're telling me things I've never heard before. Like this is an original. There's only one like this. Is that true?
Yes, this is the only one. And that's why Guinness has picked this up and went with it. And in 77, it was the largest. And to this day, it's still the largest. So it's held the record for some time.
Okay, I got to ask, and then we'll take a little break quickly. How big are these tires? Because there's a whole story behind the tires in themselves, and we could even talk about that for a while. But how big are these tires?
Well, the original tires in 1977 were just a little over 8 feet tall with a 9-inch lug, and they were custom built. They only made 8 of those tires. United of Canada built the tires for Big Bud, and we ran those tires up until just here a year ago when they finally just gave out. We'd taking the tractor back to the Midwest after we decided that the tires weren't going to last any longer, which was, like I said, 10 years ago. Then we had a company approach us, which Titan bought out Goodyear. Goodyear. And they decided that they were going to build a set of tires. So now they're manufacturing the world's largest ag tractor tire.
That is,
and they thought, well, that needs to go on the world's largest tractor.
That is such a great story. We're going to get back into it in just a minute with part two of the Focus on the Flathead show in just a minute. You're listening to Robert Williams, Big Sandy, Montana, owner of the largest agricultural tractor in the world. And we'll be back with part two in just a moment. This is Focus on the Flathead on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our Plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
We are back. This is Focus on the Flathead here on News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. Happy Independence Day weekend, everyone. On the phone with us from right here in Kalispell, we finally caught up to Robert Williams of Big Sandy, Montana. He and his brother Randy are the owners of the world's largest agricultural tractor in the world. In fact, they hold a Guinness Book of World Records. Hey, Robert, thanks for being on the air with us again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
This is something I have got to see. I haven't seen this up and close, but my family farmed in eastern Montana, so I've seen Big Bud bitten by the factory back in the day. But this tractor is one of a kind, and this is such a Montana thing, the roots of Montana, traditional farming right here. You guys are still doing it out by Big Sandy, Montana, right?
Yep, we're still farming there.
Okay, so the tires alone, we started talking about how they're manufactured, but you actually had to take them off just to move this tractor to the Flathead Valley.
Right. Well, we've taken the outside duals off. The tires are like 55 inches wide, you know, each one, and then a dualed up makes the tractor nearly 30 feet wide, 20, I think it's 25 feet some wide, and yeah, you can't even hardly drive it down the road, more or less haul it with the tires on it.
If you don't mind me asking, what does one of those tires cost?
Well, I think that one of the tires cost about $11,000.
Oh, man. You don't want to have a flat on that thing, right, Robert?
No, you don't want to drive over a deer horn or anything. So.
Okay, so how much of a toolbar or implements can this thing pull out in the field?
Well, it'll pull, it have a chisel plow, you know, a cultivator.
Yeah.
It pulls 80 feet anywhere from 6 to 8 mile an hour, and it will work like an acre and a half a minute.
Oh my gosh, that's unfathomable for me. That is huge.
Yep, that you get a lot of work done. You know, you can go out in the morning and work 300 or 400 acres of ground. So where we live, you know, that eliminates another tractor, it eliminates another helper, you know, a hired man that when we were using it in the 90s. And we have, you know, we did use it for 15 years. We're
wow.
The third owners.
What you have done to it, it looks like you've kind of refurbished it. It looks brand new to me. I don't know. What all did you have to do to it?
Well, actually, in 97, when we bought it, we got it in, did very little to it. Big Bud's got a real history of just lasting forever. You know, you can, they're all component made. They went ahead and built a tractor that the farmer can actually work on, you know. So they have a engine like a Cat, Cummins, Detroit, all the parts or component parts that you can just go down and buy it. Most 90% of them right at an automotive store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this particular tractor has a Detroit engine. It's putting out 1,150 horsepower, and it's got a 1,000-gallon fuel tank.
Oh, man.
And it weighs 95,000 pounds.
Well, that is incredible. Those numbers just blow my mind. But the family's kind of involved, too. You've got two daughters, Lisa and Mandy. They're kind of in the business. They're helping you out. Was it their idea to bring this thing to Kalispell?
Well, it kind of was because, you know, their kind of roots are kind of getting tied into Kalispell. And they love the community. They love the people. And one of them's a teacher and the other's a contractor's daughter. And you know, they just wanted to show the people over here, you know, on the west side that you know, a little history. And what's really cool is the history of the tractor being made in Montana, you know. And when we bought the tractor, it had gone to Florida, and we moved it all the way back here, and we're farming with it 40 miles about from where it was built.
So wow.
They're all psyched up about the U.S. and American-made, and which we all are. Well, you know, there's not much of that happening anymore.
Yes, there's not much of that left. And now if you want to see this tractor, this Guinness Book of World Record holding tractor, it's on display at the Flathead County Fairgrounds Trade Center through the 5th. And if you want to come out there, it's $5 for adults. 5 and under can get it free. And I got to ask one more question, Robert. What do people say when they first see the Big Bud?
Well, of course, you know, the people that are used to, you know, farming and agricultural, they just cannot believe the size because it's just double of what every big four-wheel drive tractor size is. And by the way, we have another little baby Big Bud right there that is a 400-horse Big Bud that was built by Northern Manufacturing that is, you know, out of the early days of Big Bud factory that they can compare it to.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, they'll get to check out some pretty cool stuff, really.
Well, listen, I got to thank you so much. We got you on the phone, and we learned so much, too, about this tractor. Keep it going. Preserve the concept of farming here in Montana. This has roots so deep, the beginning of Big Bud all the way till right now. And Robert and Randy Williams of Big Sandy have it, and it's at the fairgrounds through the 5th. Again, the cost, $5 for adults, 5 and under free. Robert, thanks for what you do in the farming industry. I know it's not easy out there. So we want to thank you for being on the air with us. And good luck this weekend. And happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day.
Happy 4th of July. And you guys have a wonderful 4th.
You all have a great and safe weekend.